The problems at the Milwaukee Mental Health Complex had been known for several months. On Sunday and Monday, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel newspaper had big front page articles detailing the investigations and the problems there. And so by Wednesday, Scott Walker, the county executive and Republican candidate for governor, had fired or reassigned the director there, and some other changes had been made late in the week. And it gets back to the point we've been making for a while now, that some of the local government operations that Walker and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett have had to supervise over the last several years have now surfaced as statewide issues in the governor's race. Barrett held a news conference right before a Walker debate with Mark Newman and blasted Walker's handling of the health complex. So here it is.
Well, Sean, other health-related issues, including stem cell research, further divided Barrett and Walker.
Yeah, there was on stem cells, there was a federal court ruling that cast doubt on federal stem cell funding, and that gave Barrett a chance to come out and use an issue that Governor Jim Doyle used in the 2006 campaign and say that he supports federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Republican candidates Scott Walker and Mark Newman oppose that funding, so this is a sort of a wedge issue that Barrett hopes can get him some votes. Also on health issues, in the gubernatorial debate this week between Walker and Newman, the candidates said that they would cut Badger Care. Walker also said that the program used to have time limits and that those had gone away under Governor Doyle. He misspoke on that, later said that he misspoke, although the comments were similar to those he'd made several times this year.
Let's stay with you, Sean, as we talk about the U.S. Senate race. There's some evidence that years ago, the business owned by Republican Ron Johnson got some government help. Why is that important to know now?
Well, whether it's important is obviously up to voters. Johnson received $4 million in low-interest loans in the 1980s to buy equipment and expand his plant, and those were part of a state-run program in which tax-free bonds are sold to investors, and the proceeds go to a company at low interest rates. The Feingold campaign argues that's pretty relevant now because Johnson has railed against government involvement in the private sector, and here was an example of him using that government help to expand his business.
And Chuck, you covered an appearance by Senator Feingold in Milwaukee. What are the lasting issues from that event?
Well, I think the major thrust was that Feingold was very aggressive in his criticism of especially Ron Johnson, laying into him on issues like home mortgage interest deductions, the climate change comments that Ron Johnson has made. And it was a very much a sign that Feingold is energized and willing to go on the attack on Johnson in this race.
Less than 3 weeks to go before the primary election. Briefly, what can we expect on the stretch? Sean, first you.
I think we can expect the campaigns to get more aggressive. I think the wild card is sort of what happens with Mark Newman's campaign and how aggressive he plans to get as we approach the primary.
And Chuck?
Well, I think in the Senate race, even though there's still a primary, Ron Johnson versus Dave Westlake, there's going to be the continuing comments back and forth between Feingold and Johnson, and with Feingold's people perhaps even more aggressive than they have been.
Thanks again. WPR reporters Chuck Kornbach and Sean Johnson.